Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you. Some I haven't seen for a long time. This morning, I thought since it's the new year, we would talk about something people don't usually talk about because they're so busy trying to figure out how to make themselves better. What I wanted to have us put our attention on today and meditate on is fun. Fun. Oh my goodness, can I say that? We're in church. Fun. How much fun do you have? Do you ever meditate on fun? Do you ever say, I want to have some fun today? Do you ever dress for fun? I dressed for fun today. Lots of color. So one of the things that we want to do is look at if this is missing in our lives. Do you get really serious about life? You know, you got to perfect yourself. Yeah. And you got to make sure you're doing all the right things for other people, right? And you're behaving correct. Anyway, I could go on forever on that, but let's go back to fun. So I believe using the techniques that we have are fun. And the reason I believe that is because they make me feel good. And I like feeling good. I think that's really fun. So let's start with my favorite feel-good technique, and that's grounding. So just close your eyes and sit up as straight as you can in your chair and with your feet on the floor and your hands separated in your lap. And allow yourself to tune in to you, because the most fun thing on the planet is you. And unless you're tuned in to you, it's difficult for you to have fun with anybody else. So allow yourself to be here and now by tuning in to your body, being in the present moment where the body lives. And just breathe in and breathe out, letting yourself tune in to your heartbeat, your breathing, your body in general. And then let's all ground. Be aware of the space near the base of your spine. That's where your first chakra is located. Chakras are simply information and energy centers. This first chakra relates to how we survive on planet Earth, how we create on planet Earth. And if you don't have the concept of fun mixed in there somewhere, let's add it today. But let that energy that you create flow from the bottom of that first chakra through your chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord gets to the center of the earth. No effort. Grounding is done without effort. This is a spiritual creation. If our bodies are doing this, we'd have to get out the jackhammers and the shovels, and we'd be here a long time trying to dig a hole to the center of the earth, and we'd be in trouble if we did. So find some amusement about the fact that you, the spirit, are the true creator in your life. And allow your grounding to be a foundation for you in all of your creativity. Now, when you ground, you make the body safe, you make it stable, you give it what we call seniority within its space. In other words, it's in charge. You're not a pushover anymore. And grounding's very important when you're having fun. And I'll bet everybody in here has created some fun and not been grounded. But we're not going to dwell on that today. We're going to be aware of being grounded and having fun. I want to hear some stories after service. Now, the thing you want to be aware of is you. You are spirit. You are a spark of light. And one of the most difficult things for most souls to do is become aware of themselves and realize that you are not your body. Because everybody's programmed from the time they're conceived that they're nothing but a body. And everything is physical. That's not true. And it's created a great deal of confusion on planet Earth, and I believe has also interrupted our fun. You are spirit. You are all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. You are the God within your little universe. What's inside your aura? That's all your playground inside you. So increase your grounding and allow yourself, the spirit, to come to your body and sit on top of your head. There's an energy center here that's for you to connect to the body. And it also helps you be in communication between spirit and body, and between you, the spirit, and your concept of God. Don't forget to breathe. Sometimes when you get reintroduced to yourself, it can seem a little overwhelming to the body. Use your grounding to make the body comfortable. Then comfortably and slowly flow from the top of your head into the center of your head and shine. Now, being grounded, shining in the center of your head can be a lot of fun. Let's use the grounding to let go of anything that interferes with you having fun in your body. We can make a long list of things we can let go of. I'd say pain would be the first thing. Just dump it down your grounding cord. I know people love to dwell on their past pains. But I don't, because it interferes with fun. All you have to do is let it go and be in the present. Here in the present, everybody I see in this room is in an adult body. You get to make your own decisions. I mean, regardless of what your spouse tells you. You can increase the energy in your body. You can increase the amusement. You can increase the fun in your life. Children are our best example. I don't know what the statistics are, but children laugh a great deal more than adults do. Simply adding laughter will create fun. It actually changes the physiology of the body. Let your grounding take away anything that stops you from having fun now. I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to meditate on what is fun for you. It's going to be a little different for everybody. When you become aware of fun, what comes into your awareness? Might not be the same as your friend or somebody sitting beside you. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying something about my ability to have fun. And after talking to them, they realized that my idea of fun was not the same as theirs. What's your idea of fun? What brings you happiness and joy and a sparkle in your eye? Now, the next thing to ask yourself, are you letting yourself have any of this now? I'm of an age, I often hear from people, oh, I'm too old. You're never too old. As a friend of mine told me not long ago, you don't have to give up anything you like. You just have to do it slower. Remember to breathe as you make this change in your body. The challenge is never you. The challenge is dealing with the body. Because you've taken on this body and you're responsible for it. So whatever is interfering with you having fun, it's something you've stuck in that body. that you can now let go of. It may be something you learned when you were just a child, and you've carried it through life believing that's the way life is. And of course it is if that's what you keep doing. Let go. Use your grounding to let go and let that light shine in your head and notice what that does to you. What does that do to your body? Fun can actually be a way of life. Remember when I was in my 20s, I said, I want to have work in my life where I don't know whether I'm working or playing. Something I love so much that I enjoy doing it. And I've had lots of people through my life tell me I work too much. I'm just playing. I'm having fun. It's a great joy to me to teach the information, to watch other people grow and change. What makes your life fun? Remember your grounding to let go of anything that says you can't have that. You have anybody in your life who's a bah humbug? Just let their energy go down your grounding cord. When you're happy and you're having fun and you're enjoying your body and your creativity, you may lose some friends. There are people who don't like fun. That's okay. Use your grounding and the centering in your head to help you allow people to be as they are. Most of us let ourselves be too affected by things around us. But that impact will diminish as you increase your fun. Now, after meditating on what is fun to you, meditate on what you need to do to increase that fun. As a friend of mine said just the other day, as we were talking about our weight, he said, well, you know, to change mine, I think I'm going to have to do something about it. Yes. Guess what? Your spirit. It's your body. You are in charge. What do you need to change to have more fun? I went through a difficult period not long ago after my late husband died. And there was a period of time the only thing I could do to increase my fun was to rest. And that was very frustrating for me because I'm not good at that. Maybe there's something you have to change that might take you a little time to allow your body space to make a transition to increase your fun. Is fun a bad word? Is fun opposed to your religious beliefs? According to a lot of people, it is. Let go of that. My favorite teacher, he used to have a wonderful time when he was in a body. Jesus, most of you, I'm sure, remember, was a Jewish man. He was a Jewish rabbi. And there were lots of parties and dancing and laughing and having fun and drinking wine. So next, I'd like for all of us to say hello to Jesus. And allow yourself to be in present time with the soul. And ask him about having fun. And listen. Then ask Jesus to share with you what he sees is in your way of having fun. And listen. You might not like the answer, but you could change whatever it is. Or it might be something light and easy. Ask Jesus for healing to help you let go of anything interfering with your fun. Ask him to help you see anybody in your life that doesn't want you to have fun. My recommendation for that is find amusement. And let go of their energy. Just let it flow down your grounding cord. As we work as spirit, everything is so easy. That's one of the things that really makes people angry with me about, is because they have to struggle to make it feel real. Because they're so focused on the body. But your spirit, you're in charge. You could do it with these powerful, simple techniques. Change your body. Change your life. You are in charge. So let go of whatever you can right now with Jesus' help. And when you're ready, thank him. Thank him for all the things he taught us, particularly about how to have fun. And if you say, oh, it's because there's so many difficulties in my life, he will laugh at you because he had difficulties beyond our imagining. And he had fun. And if Jesus isn't an adequate example of spiritual teachers having fun, how about the laughing Buddha? There are many statues all through Asia of Buddha laughing and having fun. Let yourself experience that level of energy. Give yourself permission to experience the fun of simply being in and creating in a physical body on planet Earth. What an amazing place this is. We can choose anything. Let yourself choose some fun. You'll find you get along with your body much better. All right, take some nice deep breaths. And again, let yourself be in the center of your head and let your light shine in your head. As you do this, you're actually cleansing your system. There's no need for thought or action. Simply be grounded and centered and allow yourself to be. Now, in this state of being, allow yourself to be aware of your concept of God. And let yourself connect with and communicate with this vibration. God is all things, including fun. Be aware of the aspect of fun in relating to this incredible vibration. Take some nice deep breaths. Bring your attention back to your body. And be aware that this is with us at all times. If you're having trouble having fun, ask God for some assistance. I want you to just wiggle your foot, pat your knee, move your body to help bring your attention back to the physical world. And when you're ready, you can bend forward And release some energy. Hello, hello. I'd like to leave you with Nelson Mandela as an object of interest in relation to fun. Because his theory was, or his belief, truly, that you could change anything. He spent, I believe it was about 27 years in prison. And during that period of time, he not only healed himself, he healed everybody around him, including the people who were the guards in the prison. He was an amazing soul. And he believed in laughter. He believed in fun. He believed in joy. And he brought that to everything in his life. So he moved from being an incredibly angry, aggressive man to one of great compassion and acceptance and love. And he was very fond of laughter. So we're never going to be like this wonderful man. However, we can take a page out of his book and include more fun and laughter in our lives, and who knows what great things might happen.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.